You were supposed to help her, damn it.
He insisted as he ignored the repeated message.
Listen, Terry.
Becky tried again, but she realized that he was as stubborn as his cousin. Still, she needed to make him see that neither of them could have done a single thing to change the outcome.
None of us were on the same page. We were eager to help someone who did not want our help. Eva knew immediately that she did not want this gift, and she told you that it was none of your business. She was angry that you brought her here. You mishandled the situation,
he contended.
And you didn't? Even though you wanted us to be the same, Eva and I were never the same. I accepted my ability, while Eva rejected hers. I am very sorry that you are disappointed, but I cannot imagine why it would affect you this way. It has nothing to do with you and everything to do with your cousin. Did she tell you that she doesn't want to remain in Asheville? Did she tell you that she desires to see the world?
She is dreaming and wishing,
Terry scoffed.
She knows that her family would never allow that. These are dreams of a young and foolish girl.
They are still her dreams. Eva is wise enough to understand that those goals would be very difficult for a medium to accomplish. Again, Terry, I am very sorry that you are disappointed, but your feelings are directed at Eva's decision, not her, and not me.
Everything you said might be true, Becky,
he slowly replied.
But we will never know how well Eva could have handled this if she had been properly trained and encouraged. I should have known this was about you. You were unusual in college, but I was naive enough to think you were special. I was wrong about you. You gave me a crappy chance back then, and you gave Eva even less of a chance now. I have to admit that this entire episode has turned my stomach, and I hope this is the last time I ever see you.